Blackstone presents Seen Yet Unseen, A Black Woman Crashes the Tech Fraternity by Bari A. Williams. This book is read by Bari A. Williams. To my Black women in tech who want to tell these stories and can't in the name of self-preservation, I see you and I got you. Introduction. Welcome to being a Black woman in tech. Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. Dr. Mae Jemison, astronaut and physician. Imagine working your whole life to achieve a piece of the American dream, to finally join the industry that's changing the world right there in your own backyard, only for people to continuously dismiss or downplay your work and ask how you got there or if you deserved it, or if they even acknowledge your presence at all. Over the years, I've been asked by one boss if I was accepted into UC Berkeley via affirmative action, and if my husband, an engineer, went to Harvard on a basketball scholarship. Another tried to touch my hair after wondering how it does that. And I've been mistaken for the secretary by opposing counsel more times than I can count. I've been told I sound angry after asking why I hadn't been invited on a team excursion. I've been dismissed with a flippant, "Well, sometimes life just is not fair," when I tried to ask why I was passed over for a promotion that was given to someone with fewer accomplishments. Welcome to being a Black woman in tech. I've watched the tech industry transform not just my city of Oakland, California, a blue-collar, incredibly diverse metropolis known affectionately as the town, but the entire region into a gentrified haven of oat milk lattes and vegan barbecue purchasing tech transplants. And yet, while I was born next door to Silicon Valley and have worked for many years as a lawyer in some of its most storied companies and startups, I couldn't feel more like an outsider. Welcome to the glass cliff. Silicon Valley has always made much ado about serving a noble and progressive cause, democratizing the world and giving everyone an equal voice. It promised an open marketplace of products, ideas, and conversations. But I, like the few other Black women and underrepresented minorities who work in tech, know this is bullshit. We are not often heard. We are overlooked when we accomplish something. People are all too eager to take credit for our work while believing we should just be happy to be in the room. We are hardly seen. Yet when we refuse to just accept that minimum standard and instead make note of it, we are often too seen. When I relay the burdens, complaints, and observations of Black and brown employees about companies not having their back, I'm the messenger. And you know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?